It's the Live Music Showcase on WMNF Community Radio in Tampa. I'm Bill Dudley, and today we're going to listen to two different replay broadcasts featuring one of WMNF's favorite performers over the years, Alejandro Escovedo. We're going to start off with Randy introducing Alejandro on a broadcast from June 2016.
Well, good afternoon. We are in the live music studio, and my name is Randy. I'm here with Alejandro Escovedo. Alejandro Escovedo is one of America's great musical treasures. He's known as a musician's musician. His commitment to his artistry and his emotional honesty in his music sets him apart. Alejandro Escovedo is our guest on the Live Music Showcase.
Thank you. fire in your hands and place it at her feet. Walk upon the mounds and then you'll sail across the sea. Her eyes are taken from the stars above. Her voice is five hearts breaking. Her voice is five hearts breaking. Her voice is five hearts breaking.
Can say is that's deep.
Thank you. We're performing as a duo. This is Sean Giddings on piano.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah. Hey.
Now, I understand you've got a new album in the works. It's been
it's been
a few years.
Yeah,
so you want to tell us what's happening with that?
Well, it's an album I went out to Portland, Oregon to make, and I had Scott McCoy and Peter Buck from REM produce it for me. We wrote all the songs together.
And what label is that going to be on?
It's on Concord Records, you know.
Great, fantastic.
And great label. And it'll
be
out September 20th.
Should be a big AAA record, I bet.
I hope so. You know, and it's a rocker of a record. It's got some really great songs. It's a pretty catchy little album. And it's called Burn Something Beautiful is the title of the album.
Now, Alejandro, you've been making music for more than 40 years.
Yeah.
And it seems like you've been on a slow incline for all those years. How does that happen?
I did start late.
I realize that. I think you did your first WM&F concert in 97 at that Texas event we did in Illinois Park.
Yes, I remember that.
About 20 years ago?
Yeah, that was with, I can never...
You had the string quartet. So we've seen you in so many different ways with bands and with duos and
rock bands. You know, I didn't start playing guitar till I was 24. You know, and I wrote my first song when I was 30. So you know, I kind of got a late start. You know, so I don't know if that has anything to do with why. It's been a slow... it's been a slow incline.
You've had, 15 of your own albums?
Yeah.
After playing in several groups before and your reputation just gets bigger and bigger, and more big stars have come your way. You've been on stage with Bruce Springsteen and all sorts of people.
Yeah.
So it's kind of amazing that... I can't think of another artist who's kind of had that steady incline without having some valleys along the way.
I've been lucky, and I've been very fortunate. I've been have great, kind of strong fan base, and you know the thing about punk rock. I started out in punk rock was that you always just the first thing you got was a van. You know, outside of your guitar, you got a van, and you traveled and you played everywhere there was electricity. We played, and if not, we played acoustically. And I think that helped build an audience over all these years. I have people who come who. You know, used to see the Nuns or Rank and File or the True Believers, and now they have kids who come because they heard their parents' records being played as they grew up. And, you know, it's just been it's been a great journey.
Now, is it true that's the story that you opened for the Sex Pistols?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And that was their last concert or something like that?
That was their last concert at Winterland. I was in a band called The Nuns, yeah. And we hung out with Sid Vicious that night, and then I wrote a song about it later on an album called Real Animal, because I wrote a song called Chelsea Hotel 78 with Chuck Prophet, and I wrote that record together. And it was about living in the hotel when Nancy was killed, you know. So, yeah.
I think you need to write a book, too.
Maybe.
Can we hear another song?
Sure. This was called Sally Was a Cop, and this is a song about the damage that the cartel has done in Mexico.
Oh, the ditches of Tecate. 35 bodies lying in the highway. Children forced to dig the graves of their fathers. Sally was a cop, but now she's a soldier. Sally was a cop, but now she's a soldier.
And that's music from Alejandro Escobedo, appearing on our live music showcase back in June of 2016. For the second part of today's show, we'll have some more music from Alejandro and an earlier appearance, this one from May 2010. It was the day of WMNF's tropical heat wave. And Alejandro is making a Saturday afternoon appearance on the 60s show, hosted by the late, great WMNF programmer Phil Lee.
Good afternoon, Alejandro. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, really, really glad to have you. And home is Austin these days, correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Anyway, riding the crest of a great wave. I wish I had a dollar for every time we've played Always a Friend on WMNF.
I wish I had a dollar for every time.
I know. take me back to April of 2008.
When was that?
It was 2 years ago, just about.
What happened?
Mr. Springsteen in Houston.
Oh, right.
Tell us a little bit about that magic moment. How did that come about?
It just happened. It was weird. I just went to go have dinner with my management, actually. We share the same manager, John Landau management.
Right.
And they were playing Houston.
Right.
And I was just going to go meet up with my managers and meet Bruce, you know, I thought, and see a Bruce show, you know, which I'd never seen before. I'd never been to a Bruce Springsteen show.
Wow.
As I'm on my way there, I get a text message saying, Bruce wants to do Always a Friend tonight. Are you in?
Don't you love that?
Are you in? I said, yeah, I'm in, I guess, you know, and drove like crazy. I didn't make the sound check, you know, I was late. And he took me into his room and we played acoustically, just him and I. He played guitar and we sang the song through a couple times, talked about it.
Right.
And then just talked about like surfing and stuff, you know, family. And then he called the E Street Band in, and they all came in, and acoustically we just walked through it, really. Just,
right.
you do this, Nels, you take this, and don't forget this, and blah, blah, blah.
And Max Weinberg was right on.
Yeah, Max and Susie and everybody, you know, it was a great band, the greatest band, you know. And then he had me on for the encore, you know. And I went out and saw my first Bruce show, which was amazing. It was incredible.
Really.
And, you know, I hadn't been to an arena rock show in years, you know. So it was incredible to witness the energy and the way he makes 18,000 people feel like they're at the Continental Club, you know, 250 people or something, you know.
The man is just an amazing ball of energy.
Yeah, he is a ball of energy. And so then, you know, comes closer and I'm starting to sweat now because they gave me a set list and I see the set list starting to dwindle away. And so it's getting closer to Always a Friend, you know.
And your hands are getting
wet now. In fact, the road manager came up and asked me if I was okay. You know? I must have had this look of, I don't know. I was on my way to the guillotine or something, you know.
Right.
And I went up there, man, and he came back after his show, and place is just going insane. And he goes, "Where's Alejandro?" You know. Uh-huh. And I'm going, "Right here. I'm hiding behind the amp, you know, right here." And he says, "I'm going to introduce you." And here we go. And in front of 18,000 people, he said the nicest things about me and my records. And
yeah.
Got up and sang Always a Friend, and I was, you know, scared to death for about the first verse and a half, but then loosened up because he was having such a great time.
Yeah, I watched the video yesterday.
And it was just, you know, I just looked over and he was just smiling the whole time and digging it. And little Steven, who I knew from before had his back to the audience and was just keeping his eye on me, like reining me in. You know, he just kept, like every time I started to lose it, he'd look over and just kind of bring me in, you know. And so by the end of it, I was having a great time. It was, by the last note, I wanted to do like 10 more songs. Can I do that over again?
let's play a little music.
So we're going to do Always a Friend, since great. You played it so often.
Yeah.
Wasn't I always a friend to you? Wasn't I always a friend to you? You won't be my friend. Ooh. You won't be my friend. Ooh. Every once in a while, honey, let your love show. Every once in a while, honey, let yourself go. Nobody gets hurt. Came here as two, we laid down as one. I don't care if I'm not your only one. What I see in you, you see in me. But if I do you wrong, smoke my smoke, drink my wine, wear my snakeskin boots somewhere on the other side. Still be your lover, baby. Your love show. Nobody gets hurt. No, no. Ooh, nobody gets hurt. Yeah, well, I could be an astronaut on the wrong side of the moon, or wrapped up like a baby on a bus home to you. Wherever I go, you go with me. But if I do you wrong, take the master's suite. I'll take the floor. You get your sleep. Don't worry about me. I'm gonna get mine later. Still be your lover, baby.
Crowd goes wild. Great job, great job. You just joined us. Our guest today is Alejandro Escovedo. So Continental Club's kind of your home club in Austin.
It is, yeah.
You play there often.
It's the only place if I had my choice, I could just play there for the rest of my life. I'd be quite happy.
There you go. So you love it in Austin.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about I know your background is back in the 60s tell us a little bit about how you got your cut your rock and roll teeth. Well, 70s maybe.
Yeah, 70s. It was the 70s. I was 24. I was making a movie about the worst band in the world. I wanted to be a filmmaker.
Right.
And kind of based on the Stooges, really, what the band was, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Since we couldn't play, we became that band, you know? And that's how the band started, you know?
Was it like a garage band, only worse?
Yeah, it was a garage band, but worse, yeah. Close the garage door, please, you know, kind of band. Uh-huh. So we, you know, that was the beginning. The Nuns became a band that eventually opened up for the Sex Pistols last show at Winterland, and... then moved to New York, lived in the Chelsea Hotel when Sid and Nancy came, you know, and
right.
lived there.
Nice.
And then I stayed in New York, you know. That's how I met John Cale and Brian Eno and all those people, Chris yeah. Spedding and all those guys. And then,
nice.
I had two friends from the San Francisco punk days who were in a band called The Dills. The Dills broke up and Chip came out and we formed a band called Rank and File. I remember we went on a tour the night that Reagan, I believe, was elected president.
Wasn't that the early 80s, yeah?
Yeah. It took us, seven shows in 7 weeks that took us from, that took us from
heavy
New York City
there.
All the way to Vancouver, B.C.
Right.
So we stayed at people's houses quite lengthy visits. You know, we were the guests that wouldn't leave kind of thing.
Nice.
But we went through Austin. Austin was one of them. And I remember Lester Bangs was there because we knew Lester from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And Lester was there. We hung out in Austin, and I remember thinking this is a wonderful place. I really loved to come back to Texas because I had been born in San Antonio, you know.
Right.
And we finished this tour, went back to New York, broke up on the way back to New York,
mm-hmm.
and Tony Chip and I decided we were going to move to Austin, and that began Rank and File in Austin. I've been there since. That was 1980.
Okay, well, let's hear
something. Did you ask me that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay.
Very good. So let's hear something off the new one if you got it.
Okay. This one's called Anchor. It was the first song off the album that I wrote for this album. I wrote it in Baja, California. I was out there surfing and writing songs for a month. Chuck Prophet came out, and we wrote some songs. And so this is the first one.
I've always loved your love, in and out, up and down. Your love was a ship, oh, your anchor, and I'd christen it. I'm in love with love,
I'm in love,
and it broke me in two.
In two,
I'm in love with love, so look out, babe, it's gonna break you too, yeah. Pull your ship across the ocean wide. Hold my breath and dive, dive, dive. They held me at the bottom and asked me why. I'd open my mouth and I'd tell them why. Cause I'm in love with love,
I'm in love.
And it broke me in two.
In two.
I'm in love with love, so look out, babe. Benches, we're saying our prayers to lovers in the mist with the salt in their hair. I'm in love, I'm in love, and I'm in love, I'm in love. It's gonna break you too, yes it will. The waves are breaking in a foreign tongue. I understand them, but I'm feeling numb. Your love was a ship. And hang on to it. I'm in love with love,
I'm in love.
And it broke me in two.
Excellent. I want some of whatever Dave's taking over there.
I'm sorry?
He's the happiest guitar player I've ever seen. Oh,
he's the best.
That's why he is so best. Good. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Dave. I mean, you're back there in the back. You're playing great stuff, but your actual name
I'm a Pisces. I like long walks on the beach. And
what's your actual last name, Dave? You have one?
Polkingham.
Polkingham. Very good.
That's correct.
And you're from?
I was born in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
I grew up all over the place. I landed in Austin about 16 years ago and played with Alejandro. The first time about 8 years ago, 7 years ago.
Did you ever run into Robert Rokeen out in Houston in Bel Air?
No, never did.
No, I was neighbors with him back then, but I never met him either.
Yeah, but that's me in a nutshell.
Okay.
Right there. Yeah.
You play a great guitar.
Thank you.
I'm hoping someday you make as much as Alejandro because you got that old beat up Takamine. You got that beautiful. You got
actually,
a brand.
It's an Alvarez. And, Alvarez. It's been perfectly loved upon.
Oh, yeah. I love those old Japanese.
Never make as much as me.
Those old Japanese beaters.
It's just the way it goes, man.
And that looks like a new axe.
Read the marquee on the way out. That's what I tell
you. You got a new axe there, it looks like, Alejandro.
Me?
Is that a Collings?
Yeah, it is a Collins. It's about, I don't know, how old is this?
You had about 4 years now?
Really?
4 years. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful machine. Yeah. Great. Well, we're so happy to have you here. Once again, Alejandro Escovedo and Dave Polkingham.
Correct.
Is in the studio today, in the live music studio here at 88.5. You going to do another one? We have some. Go ahead.
And this is a song that I wrote for my 17-year-old son.
Uh-huh.
His name's Paris Diego. And, you know, he's an angry young man.
Who wasn't at 17?
Right. And, you know, he's into graffiti art. He's a graffiti artist.
Oh, beautiful.
And loves hip-hop. He's a drummer and a singer in a punk rock band, you know?
Wow.
So, anyway, so this is a song I wrote for him. It's kind of like, it's called Down in the Bowery because, you know, he loves the Ramones. He kind of looks like Joey Ramone. He's tall. He's 6'2". You know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So does he live in Austin? Or is
yeah, he lives in Austin.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
What's he get to write on out there? Was it like graffiti?
They have walls that they let them write on. But he also got busted for writing on the wrong wall.
All right.
That's why I wrote this song for him. Bail money.
Everybody's gonna dance with the blues sometimes. And everybody's gonna feel some things they don't wanna feel sometimes. Oh, I'd buy you a smile in a minute, but would you wear it? If you had one moment to spare, would you come down and share it? And when it's all said and done, I hope you've got your own set of rules to hang on to. Yeah, I'd buy you a smile in a minute, but would you wear it? If you had one moment to spare, would you come down and share it? I wanna see you out on the street, making a scene for everybody. I wanna hear your voice up above.
Beautiful stuff. Nice, man. Really good. Tell us a little bit about the songwriting process for you. You said you went to Baja and hung out, surfed.
Yeah.
How do you make the words come? I mean, do you just find
you
them?
You don't make them come, actually. You can't.
Yeah.
They just come, you know. The thing is, you know, it's kind of this, I mean, it sounds kind of funny when you talk about songwriting because it's such a mysterious thing. Because it just happens in such different ways to different people, but for me, I find that if I'm just kind of open, you know, if I find that place where I'm open, whether it be because of what's transpired in a relationship of any kind, you know, with your parents, with the universe,
or
whatever
your child,
it is.
Or your child, like that.
With your child, you know, lover, whatever. You meet somebody, they inspire you, you know, and you just have to be open. And when they come, you have to just totally, completely embrace them, you know. Mm-hmm. And because it's such a mystery. I've never been the kind of guy who sits down to write a song. I don't set out to write songs.
Do the lyrics come first, or do you have a hook?
Usually, I sit around with David and play, just play. Like today, we came up with a song. You know, this morning, just
well, play it. we've had
it's not that easy.
It's not as easy as songwriting, huh? No. So anyway, we've had a request, in-house request. I don't know if you're set up to do this. You can just say yes or no. Castanets.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Great.
Yeah.
Without a net, I like her better. Said she was mine, she told me twice, I like her better. I like her better when she walks away.
She walks away, walks away.
I like her better when she's here to stay.
Come on, stay, baby.
I like her better when she danced my way.
Just dance my way.
I like her better when she walks away.
Let's walk away, come on.
I love the sun when it silhouettes. I like her better. I love her hair, that tangled mess. I like her better when she walks away.
I like her better when she walks away.
She walks away. Walks
I like
away.
Her better when she's here to stay.
Please stay, baby.
I like her better when she danced my way.
Come on, dance
I like
my
her
way.
Better when
mind, and then I like her better. She turns me on like a pickup truck. I like her better. Oh, I love the sun, love the sun when it silhouettes. I like her better. I love the sun. I love the sun shining through her dress. I like her better when she walks away. I like her better.
I like her better when she walks away.
She walks away, walks away.
I like
away.
Her better when she's here to stay.
She's staying.
I like her better when she dance my way.
Oh, dance my way.
I like her better when she walks
Let's walk
away.
Away, walk away, yeah.
That's unbelievable, isn't it? Alejandro Escovedo and Dave Polkingham on guitar here in the live music studio here at WMNF Tampa. Speaking of 60s, are you warmed up enough to play some old Mott the Hoople yet?
Oh, you want to hear that?
Everybody does. We're all. I heard it in soundcheck and nobody else has, so I think we ought to turn the whole world onto it right here. The sound in here is incredible. You guys
it's
are doing
it. It's nice, isn't it?
It's beautiful. And yeah. They're recording it all back there for you, too, because these guys in the air. Control room over here. I want to mention our engineers, Mark Perfetti, Bill Dudley, and Stephen McKinley back there mixing things up today and doing a great job. The stuff they come up with sometimes is better than the actual recordings. You'd be surprised. It's beautiful stuff.
How does that work?
I don't know. It's just amazing.
It's
how it happens.
Yeah. 60s thing. I got it.
It's a Zen thing.
Kick it in the head when he was 25, speed shy. Don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. Wendy's stealing clothes from unmarked cars. Freddy's got spots from ripping off the stars from his face. Funky little boat race. Television man is crazy. He says, with juvenile delinquent racks. I need TV, I got T-Rex. I'ma do, yeah. All the young dudes carry the news. Boogaloo dudes carry the news. All the young dudes carry the news. Boogaloo dudes carry the news. Jimmy's real cute, dresses like a queen, kicks like a mule. It's a real mean teen, but we can love. Yes, brothers, we can love. And my brother's back at home. Beatles and the Stones, I never got it off on that revolution stuff. What a drag. Too many snags. I'm gonna race some cat to bed. Concrete all around, or is it in my head? I'm a dude, yeah. All the young dudes carry the news. Boogaloo dudes carry the news. All the young dudes carry the news. Boogaloo dudes.
Beautiful stuff there. Tampa just loves your music, and I think you know that in a big way. Thanks. For anything else you want to play today? I mean, something you want to finish up with?
When you're lost in the rain in Juarez, it's Easter time too. And your gravity fails and negativity just won't pull you through. Don't put on any airs when you're down on Rue Morgue Avenue. They've got some hungry women there. They'll make a mess out of you. Sweet Melinda, the peasants call her the goddess of gloom. She speaks good English and invites you up into her room. But you're so kind and careful not to go to her too soon. Take your voice, leave you howling at the moon. Harder stuff. Everybody said they'd stand behind me when the going got rough. But the joke was on me. There was nobody left to bluff. I'm going back to Austin City. I do believe I've had enough. When you're lost WMNF Tampa. In Juarez, it's Easter time too. And your gravity fails and negativity just won't pull you through. Don't put on any airs when you're down on Rue Morgue Avenue. They've got some hungry women there. They'll make a mess out of you. They've got some hungry women there. They'll make a mess out of you.
Wow. Beautiful. I think you